Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move!
LeBron James with no regard for human life. Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Iverson against Gill, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win.
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Sneaker History Podcast. It's your host, Mike, and since I'm running a solo show, that means it's a Coffee Time Kicks episode, and I got the homie Steve here, aka Cultivating Cool. I mean, if you're anything on Instagram looking for some great sneaker photography, he is one of those that you should be following. Steve, what's up, Thank man? You. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I can't complain. Can't complain at all. I'm happy to be here. Happy to speak to you. I know we top it up a little bit in the DM, so yeah. I'm happy to be on here. The invite is more than appreciated.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. I love to be able to, I mean, I see all the things you do, of course, photography-wise, and being Thank able you. To get, you know, get you on here to really talk about it, I think that's even more important so people can see it, but now they can understand where you're coming from with it.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own inspiration, man, and
100%.
Yeah, and before we get going, we're gonna dive into that question I've been asking lately as we talk about, you know, Coffee Time Kicks.
Mm-hmm.
You go out to get coffee, go out to get tea, whatever it may be. What is that shoe you're throwing on? What's that shoe right now next to the door as you go get that caffeine fix?
If I'm being honest, by the door, it's either my utility 12s or Yeezy. What is it? The Wave Runners.
Okay, yeah.
Right, but it's not the Wave Runner color blocking. Was it the Yeezy 700s? Are those the 700s or the 300s?
700s.
Yeah, so it's those two. Those two, I ran my 12s into the ground.
As it should be.
Yeah, into the ground. And I honestly want to pick up a fresher pair of those. I really like them.
Was that the gray pair?
They were black. They had like... they had like the speckled blue bottom. They had over the Jumpman on the side had like this red outlining, but they were mainly black.
Yeah. Okay. Now I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. Cause they're like the weatherproof ones, right?
I don't know if they're weatherproof. But they feel durable and comfortable and they keep my feet warm. But you know, the 12 is pretty much a boot anyway. So
very much so. I love the 12 mm-hmm. though, man. Such a clean shoe.
I love the 12 and those. In a long time, probably one of my favorite colorways.
Nice. Did you pick up the Mellow 12s that just dropped a week ago, I guess?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never really been a fan of the Mellow 12s.
Yeah?
Don't get me wrong. They're a clean sneaker. White sneaker, blue accents, clean. Very clean. But even from back in the day, the Mellow 12s, I'm like, they cool, but, you know, not something that I wanted to put on toe.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It's one of those I think I've appreciated from afar. I was like, oh, it's a good sneaker. I saw it, held it.
With the sneaker at all.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the sneaker at all.
No, 100%, man. Well, cool. Well, like I say, we're talking about you, man. Steve, what as you get into sneakers, I mean, clearly everyone can look behind you. Everyone knows you. Yep. Sneaker enthusiast, sneaker collector, sneaker head, whatever word you want to use there. But what made you put together the camera and the sneakers?
So... where do I start? Realistically, I needed an outlet, something to de-stress. Friends of mine who they do music for a living. They've landed a couple projects. One's a producer, another one's a singer.
Oh, nice.
They have a company, you know, and I grew up with them. We're talking about friendship spanning nearly 30 years with one of them and another one 20 years, you know, from high school, middle school, since we were like 10 years old. So, and I actually have an art background.
Okay. And
funny, I tried to pick up the camera when I was like 21, 22, when I first met my my now wife. And I learned about aperture. I learned about ISO. I learned shooting manually. I also have a degree in the arts. I wanted to do radio and TV broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that are in the radio business. So picking the camera back up was very cool, and I was looking for something to shoot. I'm a collector of such. I got a whole bunch of hats. I got a whole bunch of Pokemon cards.
Hey, there you go.
I got figurines and everything. But realistically, I landed on, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, A-Rab Lincoln.
A-Rab Lincoln, yeah. Yeah.
So I seen a lot of his content, and then I ran into Ad Sneak's content, mm-hmm. and I am like, there could be space for me here.
Yeah.
To express myself. And I'm also a big sketch artist, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
Outside of taking the pictures, the editing process of the pictures is my favorite part.
Really?
I like sitting and editing. I'm getting a little better with video, but editing the photos is a lot more fun for me than taking the pictures. But don't get me wrong. It's when I'm setting up the shot to before I take it, mm-hmm. I'm already thinking about the editing process. Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm looking at the shot and I'm trying to create something that's hard, that's difficult. I might rig something up that's weird. What's funny is that I started a YouTube channel. So during my sessions, I'm recording all the BTS.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
And it's actually very interesting. I'm just like, the sneaker space is very, it's really saturated.
Yeah.
Right. It's a small community, but a lot of people do the same things. And I think, the difference is the only thing separating a lot of us sneaker content creators. If we're talking about the shoe, it's how we speak about it. It's our personality. But
for sure.
What I kind of wanted to do is create something called evergreen content,
mm-hmm.
where that, you know, I'll open up my YouTube video reviewing the sneaker lightly, like 4 to 6 minutes. I talk about the sneaker. Speak about some points that people might not know, and then we get straight into the BTS. So, and the BTS it's free. It's not scripted.
Yeah.
So it's fun for me to edit that. I mean, I'm using it as a way of getting better with editing video. It's mm-hmm. something that I'm like getting back to my roots, especially back to college when I used to edit a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying the process. The feedback that I've been getting on the YouTube channel has been overwhelming. People are really like gravitating towards it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not hiding my process or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm giving away the sauce. If I want to do something with a shot, I'll mm-hmm. explain what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do with it. I talk about my lighting, what I'm trying to do with the laces. So it gives people some insight. It gives people a lot of insight.
I think people love that, though, because there's so many creators out there that, I mean, for lack of better words, and it's like nothing against them. It's not like a specific person by any means, but they got used to gatekeeping because they're so afraid of losing that spot. And
so interesting that you just that you gatekeeping. Right. So there's a price for entry.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about what a laptop costs. What the camera cost?
Oh yeah.
What the software cost? What the lighting cost? And what am I gatekeeping if the price of entry is like anywhere from like $6K to $8K?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like,
it's already got its own built-in barrier because it's so
right,
damn expensive to do this stuff.
Right. It's really expensive to do it. And on top of the muse, right? Like what I'm shooting. Like, you add that cost on top of my collection, and it's kind of like, why am I scared to share? What am I scared to share? Why?
Yep.
This is purely fun. I love interacting and talking to people. People ask me questions all the time when it comes to like, oh, how do I do this? Or how do I do that? I engage in the conversation. I help them
out.
That's
amazing.
I'm not necessarily worried about anybody like competing with me or passing me by, though I'm a competitor. Like at heart, but cream rises to the top. Even if I am not number one, I, you know, just a challenge of like, even if I'm looking at an A-Rab shot, I'm like, how'd he do that?
It's like you're like trying to piece it together. You're like, right. you're admiring it and trying to figure out how I'm admiring it.
But yeah. I will say this: to allow my eye and my brain to work, if I'm shooting, I won't really look at anybody else's content.
Yeah.
During that session or during that time, I have to. I have to see what what the studio says when I walk in, what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And truly, if it's not working, like, inspiration comes and goes. It's fleeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If it's not working, it's not working. And I'll step away from it. But I squeeze in my sessions midday between clients because this is not my main thing.
Yep.
But I really enjoy it. I really, really do enjoy it.
And that's how it should be. Is like same here. Like this is not my main thing. The YouTube channel is not my main thing. Is
right.
But it's something. Heck, if it happened one day where it could be perfect, but I enjoy what perfect. I do. And I mean, you said it perfectly as well. It's like you will look at somebody else's thing, admire it. But I'm kind of the same way. I want to step away from it when I create because I don't want to like unintentionally copy. Because your brain subconsciously will go into like a copy mode. And it's let me figure my own thing out. Like, I love the video, but let me come back here and, like, kind of build myself, which I love that because you can give someone your flowers, but I think people don't understand is that they will come in and say, okay, I want to do just like Cultivating Cool. I want to do just like AD. It's like, no.
Right.
They're going to do their own thing and be great on it. Now, figure out what's your path. Like, what's your language? How are you going to speak to the people?
100%. So look at it, some people will make comparison. They'll make comparison in the comments and things like that. Not as much lately, which makes me feel like I might be garnering some respect, right? which is good, but the comparisons are totally okay. But you have to look at the photography space in general. Wedding photographers. I mean, like you said, you have two photographers, they're not going to shoot the same wedding the same.
Exactly.
Right. Nature photographers. If you put me, Ad Sneaks, Arab Lincoln to shoot a bird, we are not going to shoot the bird the same way. We're not going to light it the same way. You might see similarities, but what you're watching is the art of photography and just appreciate it. And don't mean to go off on a tangent.
Nah, you're good.
Dude, there is such a dope sneaker photography boom happening that no one talks about it.
Yeah.
No one talks about it. There's a lot of dope photographers out there, sneaker photographers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hate, like if I land on somebody that's just dope, I'm gonna send them a follow and like just admire the content, like the content, comment on the content, share the content. And it's like, I'm not, like I said, my nature is not to gatekeep. My nature is to support. That's what the space is for, is to learn, appreciate, and see people in, I'll say their best light or different light.
Yeah. And you mentioned something, like we don't see all the sneaker photographers out there. How has it been for you since Instagram, which was first a photography-based app, going to like these shorts and reels and more video? How do you kind of navigating, I guess, for lack of better words, the algorithm to make sure that your work is still getting out there to those who you want to see it?
So my goal was to make sure my page leaded with the photography, the art. And right now, I've successfully, that content is getting consumed the most. The reels, they move the needle.
They definitely do.
Right? So what I was trying to do when I jumped in was how do I bring who I am and how I am to this platform without being mistaken or think that I'm trying to take somebody else's light.
Yeah.
So this is where the BTS content came in, which I had to find a reduced way because setting up things like lace lays and just messing around with it, it could take a long time to get something correct. Now, some of my BTS content, I was like, I could have did that a lot better. But for the sake of showing the process and taking something that usually would take more than 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, I'm entering in something and putting myself against the clock and then speeding it up.
Yeah.
Of 5 to 8 times, right? So I am showing it as quickly as possible, but realistically, a lot of shots that I set up take a really long time to set up.
Yeah.
So I'll, like, that BTS content is how I think a lot of people have found me. And then just showing the process, and then I don't know, people like when all the arms and everything disappear. Like, yeah. It just goes away and it's there, and you see the shot, right?
Yeah, you see the end result.
You see the end result. And you know, want to know what's dope is that I am finding a lot of people are showing, especially on the photography tip, a lot of people are showing the BTS process, and I think that's really cool. Yeah. And I think we get to create really cool stuff when we share some of the process. Mm-hmm. I think that's really, really awesome, especially with the uprise of like AI. And it's kind of like, it's cool to see that us humans are sharing something and we're trading information. Same way AI does. AI is taking information from us.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's good that we should share a lot of information with each other to stay ahead.
Yeah. No, I think you've said it perfectly. It's like, it's not this battle for space. I mean, of course, not everyone's going to be the same audience for, you know, for each person, but being able to share how things are done, be able to get information for someone else with ease, you know, have those conversations. That's what I think people forget, that we talk about sneaker community all the time. They forget the main word, community, is the exchange of information and goods. So why are we not doing that more often? And why is that not the mainstay of the culture that we, you know, we all love in sneakers?
Well, even look at when you say the word culture, look at the background of Arab Lincoln, where he comes from. Mm-hmm. Look at the background of where I come from. Look at the background where Ad Sneaks come from. It shows you like how much sneakers like kind of bridges the community and brings people from different walks of life together. We can 100% vibe on the same thing. Like, obviously, if I ever get an opportunity to be at like a sneaker convention and meet these guys, speak to them, talk to them, it'd be dope. I think that's something that would be really cool. Ad Sneaks, I've spoken to him plenty of times over the last few years. He's a really down to earth guy. He's a family guy like me. I'm a father.
He's a homie.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So he's really cool. And it seems like he gets so much hate though.
Anybody with success in this space is ridiculous, because it's funny. We're talking about this not too long ago. It's like, not everybody has the same path, of course. Everyone's a different path. No. But as soon as someone gets an opportunity, those who are like, oh, they have great stuff, now turn on them like this kind of vitriol of, oh, why do they get to do this? Why do they do that? Oh, I don't understand why he gets this opportunity. It's like, hating on someone's opportunity is crazy when
Dude earned it. I can't remember where he was at when I followed him.
Yeah.
And it just exploded. He earned it.
Mm-hmm.
He earned it. So his capacity to put out photos, quality photos, it is commendable. It's something that I respect. I see it, right? So, and you can tell it's something that he loves. It's something that he's passionate about, and he's very much a man that really like, okay, if I'm going to do this thing, it can't consume me. I need to balance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can see that from a mile away.
Mm-hmm. He keeps it a hobby. You know, he does amazing work with it. And he's like one of the nicest people I've met. Is one of the, like you said, he'll talk to you. He's been on the pod with me before. Like, we chop it up pretty often. And it's
this is not my main. I had somebody approach me, and he mentioned Ad Sneaks. She's like, you know, he works with this guy, you know, but he's already has a contract with him. I'm looking for somebody, and he tried to get me on. And what this guy wanted me to do, I'm like, this is a lot of work. I was like, I would literally have to remove something from my main thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
my 9 to 5, I got to
figure out. Right, like, bro, like my man, if I'm doing this, if I am going to take this on the way you want me to take it on.
Yeah.
It's not going. I was like, dude, I'm a business owner. I understand business. Yep. You're not going to shortchange me, my man. Like, listen, I understand what the work is and how much it takes.
Yep.
It's and I'm sitting here and I said, I really want to do this YouTube thing too. But if I take on this guy's work, it cuts into me expressing myself truly. Yeah. And now it's becoming work. So if it becomes work, I have no issue because this is fun for me also. Mm-hmm. But like, and this goes down the rabbit hole of creators, people who are looking for creators to kind of bolster themselves, mm-hmm. and get an eye on themselves and move themselves forward. And we all understand that there needs to be an even exchange, whether it be bartering or something monetary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that stuff like that becomes very important. 100%. Oh, did I lose you? You froze on me.
Steve, can you still hear me?
I know it's probably still recording. Hold on.
There you go.
We're good. Did you lose me? What was
I lost you for a second. I was like, you got frozen. Like, uh-oh. Don't worry. We're good. We'll get that all cleaned up. In post. We get that cleaned up. No, but yeah, it's crazy because we all start this as like a hobby, whether it be the video, whether it be the podcast or photography. And it's crazy because we all do have the aspiration, like, wow, we want to be seen. I want my work to be appreciated.
Of course.
And you start getting deeper into it. It's like, oh, this actually, I got to do a little bit more work, which is good. We all know there's work involved, but it's like, for those of us who this is not a 9 to 5, it's like, where's that perfect balance at? Like, where do I find a balance?
That's what we're looking for is balance. Mm-hmm. That's all we're looking for is balance. Everybody in this space that is putting themselves out there, we're severely passionate about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do the job. Yep. It's not that we don't want to do the job. We
need the time to do it.
that is the key thing about it. Like, I squeeze in. You'd be shocked the pockets that I squeeze pictures in.
Oh, I know, man. Trust me. I understand. I understand.
Like, I am a 4 a.m. riser 3 to 4 times a week.
Yep.
Oh, you're just same. Yep. Gotta get that workout in.
That's the only way I can get it in. I got,
that's
I mean,
only way I, is that wife it?
And four
that's
kids, only man. I'm like, and I got a job, too.
You got me by one.
You got me.
Yo, listen, at least you don't got to play zone defense. They got each other. You got four.
Yeah. Oh,
I
man.
I got three. I got twins. I got an older daughter and my twins. Twins? Yeah. Different.
Oh, they plot against you. They got like telekinetic. Yeah. Yes, they can talk psychically to each other.
Yes, they do. They do. We can even hear them whispering in the room.
Dude.
In the room.
It is.
It's different. Oof. It's different.
But
so you get it. You get it. You understand. But yeah, I really do enjoy. It's so funny though, because people will see my photography. They'll talk about the sneakers, but I said, but what about the art?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what about the art? Like that to me, like, yeah, it's cool to admire the sneaker. And that's the whole premise, to be realistic with you, of the YouTube channel.
Yep.
It's, you know, yes, I'll review the sneaker. I might unbox it on camera. We're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But that's the bait. Now you're going to watch me. You're going to watch some art. You're going to learn something. Yeah, you're going to learn. You're going to learn.
Yep.
You're going to see the setup. You're going to see my studio look like a tornado hit it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see boxes everywhere. Sometimes
I love it. That's the real,
everywhere.
Though. It's not this, like, it super is. Polished thing of, like, not real. People want something they can relate to and be able to see, oh, man, he got a junkie studio just like me. Trust me. If you look at this floor right now, you'd be like, what's happening? It's like, look.
Dude, you ever want, when I was even thinking about shooting it, I'm like, oh, man, I need another camera so I can make it cinematic. And I'm like, I got an iPhone 15 Plus. I said, I might as well get the iPhone 15 Max. I was like, we're going to shoot it off of that.
Yep.
We just going to shoot. I was like, I'll shoot the intro, outro off my DSLR, but let's shoot it off. Let's mix hi-fi with lo-fi.
Dude.
Let's see how it works.
Before I had a camera, like when I started, I started the podcast with my with Nick, Rowan, and Robbie. We did this 6 years ago. I was like, I want to do YouTube. I was really timid about it, and then my wife just like, just do it. Just I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I had nothing. I didn't have a tripod yet. I think at the time I had like a iPhone 10 maybe.
Yo.
Dude, stacked up on this was like 5 years ago. So stacked up on some boxes in my office.
Uh-huh.
I had my phone sitting like landscape, shooting in cinema mode. Whenever that was like the first time I had cinema mode.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And dude, if anything ever happens to my camera, I shoot mirrorless now. But if anything ever happens to the camera, like, look, I have no shame of whipping out this iPhone and just going to work.
No.
There's no excuse at this point. Like, if you want to make it to like get better and you got a $1,000 computer in your pocket. And I was to tell people, you don't have to go buy a camera off the rip. Use your phone. There's free programs now. DaVinci Resolve.
Right.
Free program for video editing, which is it rivals Adobe. You can make this happen if you really want to do it. There's
100%. 100%. Now, eventually, I probably will because there's some things, especially on the video side, that I want to get into, that I want to learn. I cannot forget his name. Can't remember his name at all. But he's this guy on YouTube. He shoots everything cinematically, and I love his content.
What kind of content does he do?
I know he does a lot of affiliate marketing stuff.
Oh, okay. There's a couple guys that I know that are just like amazing at that. So there's a guy, he does a lot of
he's so good at it. He does a lot of tech stuff too. I have to shout him out. Ah, there you go. YC Imaging.
Oh, I haven't seen him. I have to check him out.
YC Imaging?
I haven't seen him. No, I haven't.
Bro, all his stuff is like super dreamy. YC Imaging. So he started as a music video. Like, he used to shoot music videos, R&B, rap videos.
Okay.
Now he fully is YouTube. He does a lot of affiliate marketing stuff. He's a father too, like, and all his stuff is cinematic. And I'm like, if I can do that, I said, I would love to do that.
You sound like me, man. Me and you have the same like thought process because I love shooting sneakers. I'll do reviews. I'll try to get into if I'm doing like training shoes, I try to bring them to the CrossFit gym with me, bring the camera out. But something is so satisfying about getting a clean, crisp 4K cinematic shot. That's like the feeling I'm chasing every time I'm shooting a video. Because you do that, it's like I can sit there and watch it on loop over and over again. Like I watch 4K, like I'll sit there watching people, like I'm big into cars. So I watch drift videos like from people doing mountain drifts in Japan, but the video quality is like, who is shooting this?
Right.
It's amazing. And that's the things that interest me is like I can see a sneaker anywhere. And I'm gonna love sneakers forever, but how can I elevate my video and my production game to get to this level? Because that's the game changer to me.
You want to know what's crazy is that even a guy like him shooting everything, YC Imaging shooting everything cinematically, the masses haven't adopted enjoying watching something so crisp yet.
No, not yet.
Well, listen, you see why TikTok runs wild, man. It's all ratchet off the phone stuff, man.
It is
not quality. But
I don't understand.
They're running it up.
I should never let it bother me, but I always tell my buddies, I'm like, it bothers me so much that I'll put a TikTok that I shot 4K, lighting's perfect, bug at the key light, at the secondary light, and 300 looks, and I'm like, this person shot this on a potato and it got a million views. Like, what is happening? Like,
it just won't move.
Just, I don't
it
care about the content. Move. Just enjoy my production value at this point.
Right. But that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing about it is Instagram themselves, they do focus on quality content.
They do. They have moved a long way. And I think that's what it like. So you'll notice that even though they do the reels and short form content like TikTok does, the ones that move the needle on Instagram are the very produced. They're very, very produced, very cleaned up videos that have this, again, cinematic look and feel. And
So from what I found, at least from my feed, it is a lot of that evergreen content. The content that you will hit save on is what they push.
Yep.
I've never saved a TikTok video in my life.
No.
Nothing on that, ever.
Very fleeting. It's like, okay, yeah. Cool, you got your 10, 15 seconds. But the evergreen content, I think people take it for granted because they're like, I got to do the hottest Jordan right now. I got to do the hottest, you know, Joe Fresh Good. Like, whatever it may be, which is good. Like, that is that – for that moment, you got it early or whatever, you feel comfortable or you feel passionate about the shoot, shoot the video. I will never tell anybody not to shoot a video. But I'll say, look at other stuff too, because the my bread and butter, dude, I shoot a lot of stuff for like On. I shoot a lot of stuff.
Right.
You can come back to the shoe. It's not a 1, 2, 3, 4 is going to come out next week. This shoe's going to be here for a while. No shoe, they'll run it
up. Right. But you just pointed at something that a lot of people do. It's about getting the newest pair to speak about. It's chasing trend.
Yep.
Now, here's the, and this is the thing about it. Some of the dopest shoots, sneakers that I shot were non-Jordans. Like I'm like, I love this picture so much. It ain't gonna do nothing. But I love this shot. Like this sneaker, like, oh my God. And it's like, listen, I've reached a point, like I definitely do, and I've purchased early pairs and pairs that I really want. But at this point, I'm kind of like, man. Need me or seeds. Come on, where you at? At this point, it's expensive. But if I'm going early for it, it's a pair that's not going back. Yeah. It's a pair that you want to know what's nuts. I got a story. A pair that I paid way too much for, but I love them.
Which pair?
The Reimagined, the Royal Blues.
The suede joints.
I got them like 2 months early.
Yeah.
You know, I paid the premium.
Yeah.
So happy. Seen the price drop. I was like, I don't even feel bad.
I got it. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And I'm like, I love these. And I was shocked by the hate. I'm like,
these are everybody happy, man. Sneakerheads are a bunch of complainers.
Right. I'm like, these are so solid.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it's a dust magnet. But then the Reimagined 5s drop and everybody goes crazy. I'm like, it's the same material.
The fives are it's extreme right. Dust magnet. I had the 2016. Like, every time I pull up the box, they're white. I'm like,
they're white, exactly. So I mean, I'm sitting here listening to people complain. I'm like, you guys are just talking the talk right now.
Man, dude, I said the same thing about 20 minutes before we started recording. I was talking to some people. I was like, they're just talking the talk at this point. Like, why are we complaining about?
Enjoy the shoe. That's it.
Yep.
Was it first world problems?
Yeah. I was like, but the thing is, we're complaining about things that we asked for at this point. You're like, you talk about Reimagine UNCs that just dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, we want more things like the Lost and Found. They gave you a UNC that was basically
they
Lost
did.
And Found. Oh, it's too yellow now. What do you want?
So I have a theory with the UNCs.
What's
and
that?
The Lost and Founds. I feel like they wanted to release it as a pack.
It makes sense that they did.
I feel like they were talking about it.
No,
because the shoes are so similar. I don't know. I guess they do have the production tag, right?
Yeah.
When they decided to produce it. And I could be wrong, but I feel like they probably had to float that idea. But people are wishy-washy. People are left.
Yeah.
People are right. Complain. Oh, even what is the new Awake NY fives that are gonna drop?
Those pink ones.
Pink
I'm not
ones.
A big five guy, but those things are nice.
Nice. And people are like, ah, I ain't wearing no pink shoe. Now it's limited to 7,000 pairs.
I want them.
Right.
That's how it goes. People tripped, fell, stumbled for the Lost and Founds, and Nike's like, oh, y'all want these? Cool, we'll give you another one.
Right. And no, it's like, guys, well, not that colorway. We don't really get UNC ones like that. You should have just kept them OG.
Oh,
what?
It was yesterday. I was in a sneaker Twitter space, or not Twitter, X, whatever they call them now.
X.
Yeah.
Toxic. Yeah. Yeah. How toxic this was.
I never jumped into a Twitter space before. So the sneaker room, there, everyone. So I'm like, all right, cool. They had the audacity to say, we want UNCs in a clean colorway. We want a crisp whites, no yellows. I'm like, okay. So besides anyone who just didn't want them because they were, you know, not, you know, just maybe weren't on the docket. They didn't have the money
right.
for it. I know I didn't at the moment. But we talked
about,
again, the Mellow 12s. If
right.
I was a fan of UNC colorways that were crisp, clean, why are those still sitting? So now you're just talking to talk at this point.
Exactly. I'm sitting here. My reason, I'm sitting here like, I got the Columbia 11s. Do I need the 12s?
Yeah.
No.
It's like, you don't, I'm not saying go buy them because you need them. But I was like, if you say you want them because they crisp, you're not matching what you're saying right now.
I already got crispy. So I'm like, all right, we're going to hold off on crispy. The 12s I can pass on. And I'm like, these UNCs, they're different.
They're a beautiful shoe, man.
And it's like, and then I'm looking at my militaries. I'm like, all right, we in the ballpark of the same damn color shoe right now.
Got a bunch of blue and white floating around.
So, and I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay. We're going to have to make a decision here. It's kind of like, don't let the hype get you.
You said it best.
Just don't let the hype get you. Like, it is, like, I could rattle a list of sneakers that I paid too much for to have early, but I wanted them. I wanted them early. I took on extra clients to get them. I did. You know what I'm saying?
You made it happen. Like I'm a save for it.
I made it happen. And that's the tough part, especially in this community, is like, it's trends, it's hype, it's FOMO.
And you know what? That kind of brings you to a different topic, because with Nike opening the vault, you know, per se, with all these things coming back out.
Love that.
I do as well. But the topic of a grail. People have this misconception that they let the brand tell them what the grail is to them. But as you were talking, it made me think about this. It's like things I've been talking to other people about, really the argument I have against people saying they shouldn't open the vault. I'm like, well, A, were you there when Wu-Tang Dunks generally, like, people who have this argument were like 2 years old when Wu-Tang Dunks dropped originally.
Yep.
You weren't caring about sneakers then. You're just trying to rattle something off to have a hot take and be quote unquote respected by maybe the OGs out there. And by them, maybe don't feel the same way, because guess what? The shoes they're bringing back have reached that age of crumbling. And now we can have this appreciation. Like, I don't have to have every one that comes out. The grills are what's important to me. So those ones, Steve, that you bought that were early, those are things that are important to you, spoke to you.
Right. So,
people are having their panties in a bunch about these grills releasing. You don't have to like them, but there a lot is, of things that speak to you.
Right, so right. There's not a single pair that I purchased early for a premium that I opened it up and I didn't feel like,
yeah. You had that feeling. Like
it is the feeling. It's not really about the money, but you better watch your purse.
Right? Oh yeah,
you get what I'm saying.
Don't put yourself in trouble over these shoes now.
Right. Don't do that. But I am happy that they're opening the vault. And some sneakers that people call grails. I mean, it's too general. I feel like a grail is something that's personal.
Thank you. Don't let Nike, Adidas, Jordan brand, and like getting nothing to them. They're going to tell their stories. That's what their job's to do. But don't let them tell you what a grail is. Like,
you want to talk about
a feeling.
Right. A grail, I'm not going to lie, to even speak about Jordan. Those undefeated fours.
Yeah.
With the Nike Air on the back. My God, those are so nice.
They are.
That one, I'm like, all right, we're not gonna do an early pair. We're gonna wait and do retail or bust.
I'm with you on the retail or bust on that.
But so there's certain pairs that are coming down the pipeline when it comes to Jordan Brand, and this is one thing that I think Jordan Brand definitely is behind the leakage of all their sneakers, because
I agree with you 100%.
Talk about them all the time. I wish other brands leaked images and news about their sneakers early. I do. Like, A6, A6 for me used to be a specifically for training. I used to purchase A6 specifically for running.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So the fact that I'm me watching A6 become more of a casual sneaker is crazy.
Well, those, right? Because back in the day, when I say back in the day, like late 2000s into 2010s,
gel-like
threes, gel-like fives, that was, man, I was all about, I'm still, that's my A6, that's the ones I care about still.
I had a whole bunch, I'm like, oh, these are my running kicks, like A6, yes. I went Pegasus, but realistically, I was heavy with Reebok.
I love Reebok.
Heavy. All right, so this one's going to be, no one's going to like me for this one. One of my most favorite Reeboks are the Nano 1s.
Okay.
The Nano 1s are all black, the black and chrome ones, one of my favorite Reeboks. I cannot remember why I pivoted away from Reebok as a training shoe, but like I have a whole bunch of lifting shoes. I have a whole bunch of training shoes. I got a whole bunch of dress shoes. Like what is put up behind me is pales into comparison to how much footwear I have.
Oh, dude, I got clogged. I like this is like the stuff I can't fit in the closet. I'm like, this is a problem.
Right.
But with the Reebok stuff, so I never wore the Nano 1, but I
never
wore a Nano 1. No, that was before I got into like the like training shoes. I'll always just, you know, whatever cross trainer. But once
question.
I got into CrossFit,
don't mean to cut you off. How long have you been CrossFitting?
A little bit over 2 years now.
2 years?
A little bit over 2 years.
I've been in it since 2013.
Well, see, I was always into like just a typical weight training. You know how it is. Like, bro lifting. Just like go in there and lift some weights.
Yeah.
And I got to a point a couple years back. My wife had found the gym we go to just by word of mouth. And she liked it. She went to visit. She's like, you should do it. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But then I went. It's like I hit a plateau just gym lifting. You know,
training.
Just going and curling. I hit a plateau. But I went there to our, you know, shout out to Bombshell CrossFit because that's our home gym. And we went. Dude, I'm talking about a strength change, like body change.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I'm lifting things I never would have thought I could lift years ago, dude. Like, it's insane. And right now, I say my go-to gym shoe is the Nano.
15. Yeah.
The X5 is my go-to right now.
Yeah. So I was in. I'm still pretty competitive. I remember I've qualified for some competitions and even some sanctioned events that would. My last event that I was like trying to go to a regional for in the Northeast region, my highest placement, I believe in the Northeast 2018, I was in the top 500, top 600.
Are you serious? Like through the open?
Yeah.
Oh,
in the Northeast region.
I'm trying to get like that, man. I'm trying. Like I had a big jump. This is my second year doing it. I had a huge jump. So I'm trying to.
So look at it like this. Look at it like this. 2018, I get that placement. So I'm like 2019, 2020. We're going to do it. We're going to make it. COVID. I got COVID so bad.
Oh, no.
And then everything shut down.
Yeah.
It took me so long to recover from it.
Yeah, just the respiratory side of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now I'm a master's athlete. I have a new coach, and we're getting back.
There you go.
Now I am a above average class member.
That's how I feel right now. I'm above average, so I feel good about myself. Like, all right, I'm above average right now. Let me just keep working on that. And it's just like, dude, things I never thought I'd be able to do, like handstand push-up. I never thought I saw people doing it. I was like, there's no way in the world. And I got my nutrition right. Like
it's exhilarating.
Bro, when I got on that wall, could do like 10 of them, I was like, what in the world? Who is this? Like it kind of it's such a
What people don't understand, it pulls your eyes away from the scale, because the scale is gonna change regardless.
Yeah.
And it makes you focus on your own personal growth, whether and the thing about it is once it is physical, your mentality is completely, completely changed. And it's like, CrossFit's a cult. I'm like, not necessarily, because you're truly focused on you and yourself and the community supports you. If you're completely focused on you and trying to be a better you, 1% better or whatever, and then people are around you and supporting you in that push.
Yeah. That makes it better because you have people kind of rally behind you, even not just the competition, but in your daily workouts. Like you have people, like if you're kind of feel like you're struggling, you're kind of getting a tail end, you're like one of the last people, they're clapping you on. Let's go. Let's get it. Like
100%.
It's not this. Yes, it is me against me, but you have people support you in that fight against you. So that, I think that's 100%. What people, and again, I misinterpreted for the longest time because I saw CrossFit as just like some weird dudes floating around, like, mm-hmm. talking. When mm-hmm. I did it, I'm like, yo, you know what? I'd be the first one to tell you I was wrong. Like, and it's a great community.
The methodology itself, and especially when it's presented and delivered correctly, I can't see why the vast majority of people don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's just what they think it is and what they feel it is, you know?
Dude, my coach, the owner, or one of the coaches, I should say, she's the owner of the gym. She ain't nothing but like 5'2". She's mm-hmm. almost 50. Bro. She'll punch a hole in your chest. Like,
right.
She is, like, I'm talking about jacked out of her mind for like little tiny, but she is so healthy.
Tiny, but mighty.
Super strong. Like, dude, it is. It's crazy. Me and my wife are joking, like little superheroes. She's floating around there. Like, it's crazy. And as we talk about like how like welcoming this community is, I mean, sneaker community, if you need to figure out how a community should be, go sit into a CrossFit gym. Like, that's how welcoming
well, that's
a community
exactly.
should be.
That's exactly what I was going to like segue into, is that the sneaker community should be a lot more inviting mm-hmm. and camaraderie, and you know, it's you know, I guess there we can say that more people can speak on what a sneaker is than what fitness is.
Yeah.
You know, or again, and no one in the sneaker community realizes that they're sharing their own personal experience and they're sharing their own personal advice. Yep. And that's the thing about it. When you're reaching across the comment and sharing your personal, it's personal, dude. If that's how you feel, I'm not about to argue with you about how you feel.
Yeah.
You're going to get that heart. Thank you for interacting.
Yep.
And that's it.
I'm not about to argue nobody on the internet. Like, it's
I'm
36. I'll be 36 years old this year, and right. hey, I am not about to go back and forth with you like a child on the internet. Like, I will speak my piece. I salute you. I appreciate your opinion as well. That's all I got for you. I'm gonna sit back and like I like to joke. Like, I sit back with my popcorn and watch all this nonsense happen, because it is, we're sitting here yelling over leather and rubber and mesh.
That's all it is.
What are we yelling about?
It's a luxury that just should be appreciated. You get to buy the sneaker. You get to wear the sneaker. You get to critique the sneaker. It's a luxury.
It is. It is not something, we need shoes. Like, you need a pair of shoes, but
for them to be functional.
We're addicts. Let's be fair. Like, we are here. We all got problems. Like, why are we all yelling about us having the same problem?
it's so funny, because people are like, how many shoes do you have? You have so many sneakers. I'm like, you should see my Pokemon card collection. I got way more of those.
It's funny. I was going through my old stuff as a kid because my son's into it. I was like, I still got some of like the old brand. I was sitting there like pricing stuff out.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, I'm out here. I gave him my like, I got stuff from 1999, like still floating around. It's just funny you said that. It's right next to me, and I'm like, dude, I was like, what? I still have this.
My son is on me. It's Fortnite. It's Pokemon. Fortnite, dude. And as you wearing me out right now, like you like.
Well, I hate it because the stuff I buy too, I'm like, dude, we can't both be out here spending money
we
like
can't
this.
Be both ass spending exactly. And I sat him down. I was like, listen, it's going to be Robux, V-Bucks, or Pokemon. You got to pick one.
It
can't be all three. It's not going to be all three.
It's hilarious, dude. Because we were in New York, my wife and I. We went there for our anniversary a couple weeks back. And we went to this, near our hotel, there was this, like, a anime game and, like retro type store. Went in. I'm like,
right.
Okay, look. I just so happened the day before I walked into Kith and I found the Soul 2.0s. I'm like, I'm done. I can't buy nothing else. I got lucky. That's my money spent. I tap out, right? Bro,
yeah.
I went in that store. I was like, okay, don't break. I was like, we got our son, like, we got him like a pack of Japanese cards. And, like, uh-huh. Japanese holo. I'm like, and I'm sitting there walking around. I'm like, I still got my Game Boy Color. I was like, if I find Pokemon Gold or Silver in here on the Game Boy, I might have to buy it. And turn around, it's $40. I look, my wife's like, you gonna get it? I'm like, no. I just got a whole strong. We were sitting there like, I'm like, look, I ain't never had that kind of like a moment of like, I just want to buy all these things. I just want all these items.
So you found a pair of Soul 2.0s on the shelf.
Bro, okay.
Let me tell you right now. Somebody was in my comments talking about they sold out. I'm like, nah, some places they were still there. And, like, you know, they show me a screenshot of this Nike sneakers app.
Don't
like,
look at the sneakers app. That I will exactly. tell you.
They only, dumb. They always want to show you sellout.
That's a fake sellout, dude. So,
it is
again,
a fake sellout.
This is New York, so this is a different animal because they get more stuff. And it was Kith, and it was their grand reopening weekend. So I'm sure they got more allocation.
Mm-hmm.
But they reopened on Friday. We went there Saturday, and they opened like at 11. We walked around like Brooklyn and stuff, and we came back to Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah,
right? 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, we walk over. Oh, there's a line. My wife's like, go ahead. She's like, well, you got nothing else to do. She's like, stand in line. Are you sure?
Right.
She's like, yeah, bet. So we stand in line for about 30 minutes. So 2:30, 3:30, whatever time it may be. So people have been in there all day, right?
Right.
We walk in. I'm like looking around, like, all right, cool, cool, cool. I'm like, where the sneakers at? Third floor. As I'm looking for the signs to figure out where the sneakers are, somebody's walking down with that little cloud box. I'm like, what the? I'm like, nah, maybe that's a raffle win. But I'm like, I don't want to get my hopes too high. My wife's like, go see. I'm like, I'm sort of like a child. I'm running up 3 flights of stairs. I get up there. One of the guys is like, hey, can I help you with anything? Like, yeah. Where are the Jordans at? He's like, oh, around the corner. I see it sitting on the shelf. I'm like, ain't no way. It's probably like a size 6. Pick it up. Go back to the guy. I'm like, look, I'm going to ask you. I know the answer probably no, but you got 10 in this. He scans it. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, ain't no way.
Excuse me, sir?
Excuse me, sir? For real? And my wife comes up. I'm like, they got him. She's like, for real? I'm like, they got him. And he's like,
they're
so
nice.
They're so nice.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Like, you are watching people go absolutely. I'm looking at the shoe. I'm like, yo, this is like. And I have the Balvins.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting here. If you weren't able to hit on the Balvins, how you skip on these?
They're pretty similar. I'm telling you, they're pretty dang similar in their own rights.
But they're more wearable, and there's mm-hmm. culture in both of them. So it's, you know what was driving me nuts? People were talking about the midsole. The midsole is not aged. I believe it's a primary. No, it's not. The yellow means something.
Exactly. It's not meant to be aged. It's just it's part of the Korean culture. Like,
yes.
When they talk about their flag and just.
Yes.
It is
and
about
like,
the culture.
So much culture was packed into the sneaker. Yo, Jordan Brand did not slack on this release, and people were not happy.
And they were cheaper than normal.
Yes.
Like the SPs, like special.
The Balvin's
were
250. What, the Balvin's 250?
Yeah, those are 200. I was like,
yeah,
still expensive.
They gave them to you for 200.
I bought them. I had to.
Couldn't My leave. Man. I thought they were going to be limited. My StockX pair came. And.
There you go. Did you hit on enough?
I hit retail on bad Wi-Fi. I hit on bad Wi-Fi.
Dude.
I had no service and I hit.
Thing
and
is,
like, so what's going to happen here? The retail pair is going to go back.
Yes.
I have to say that. I don't need to. The one I'm very happy with.
I respect it because I can't do it. Like, if I can return one and get some money back, I'm cool with that.
Oh, dude, when we're done, that's going. We hopping in the car.
We have to go back to Foot Locker.
Yeah, it's going back. Like, now, here you go. Make somebody happy. It's a size 13.
Somebody going to be happy about
that. Somebody's going to be happy about it.
Dude.
They're going to be real happy about it. But I'm sitting here and I'm like, I think, wasn't that one was the first limited release from Jordan Brand this year. That was like the first really limited release, I believe.
Well, don't forget the Nigels.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
And we don't count the 85s because that was no one was getting those unless you got invited to
there's
the event.
And then that one was weird. It's like, why would you do that invite and then say, hey, yeah, they're coming back out later this year, but a little different.
Yeah, so I'll tell you this. I didn't get them. I didn't even try for them. But I got my wife one that I think may have been better in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But they only sold them in like one store here in the States, which is Alma Mania, which is weird. But I got them off End in her size. I wanted them, but I couldn't find my size.
Mm.
The 85 Low Royals. That is immaculate sneaker.
Nice,
I wanted them, but I got them for her. Since I see them in hand, I don't even need them. I just appreciate hers. I'm like, they are
nice.
So good.
It's nice. The rookie of the years are really nice. The lows,
oh yeah,
those are really nice.
That's
those
the first
really
ones were
nice,
and they set on shelves. Now everybody want to go crazy over these. I'm like, you let the first ones go on discount.
You want to know what blows my mind? It's like, what made them? What made those run up? What made the black cats run? Like the black cats were everywhere.
I didn't understand black hat.
But you know what? It's the same thing that's happening with Pokemon right now. It's you got a bunch of sneaker resellers that are buying Pokemon right now, and they're just absolutely draining the market.
I hate them so
and
much.
It's I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm going everywhere. In my area, I'm right outside of New York City. I am not gonna find an EBT box anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be anywhere. They drain, they buy everything.
Well, and even in Japan, apparently, like the Pokemon centers are like people they like the scalpers are going out there. They don't have it. Dude, I remember going to the kid Toys R Us when I was a kid, walk in, grab two packs, $7, $8, $9 still coming out the door. I refuse to do anything more than that. Like,
my wife will look at me, rip open a pack and hit on something that I'm like, ah. Oh. She just look at me. I was like, yeah, you're stuck with me.
You're stuck with me now.
For life. Forever.
My thing is, I think I'm going to get the stack I was showing you. Like, this is all, like, old stuff, man. I think I'm going to go get everything just submitted and graded.
So here's the thing. Have you looked into the price of grading?
Not yet.
It's expensive. It's a little expensive, man.
I've done comics. I know comics are, like, depends on who you get and how you, like, what you get done. And
I'm going to ask you something because I'm on the fence. I have a huge collection, like, a lot. And I'm sitting here, it's like, if I get it graded, am I affecting, we're going to talk resale, especially when it comes to comics, am I affecting the value? I'm like, or it's like, because if you don't get the grade you're looking for, you get what I'm saying?
So
sell it ungraded and allow the person purchasing it to inspect it and make their decision.
Depends on the card and depends on the card.
Right.
So it's like, if it's something that no matter what the grade is going to be better than raw.
Mm-hmm.
Good, but I just so happened, one of my best friends of like almost 20 years, he sat down, YouTube, got some help from other people, learned how to clean comics. So I think it's probably the same thing with cards as well, where they actually watch these things, clean them. So for example, I gave him some books of mine some time ago, and I had the first Miles Morales comic book. I have the first, his own issue, Ultimate Fallout number four.
Yeah.
And I bought this thing when we all went to college together, and I went to a comic book store, I bought it. I think I spent $10 on it. My dad bought a couple, my brother bought a couple. So we all had it between me, my dad, and my brother. We had four of them.
Yeah.
My buddy cleaned them up for us. He's like, man, you probably get like a 9, 6, probably high. I said, oh, that's cool. I mean, I'm gonna keep it. I ain't about to sell it. And this at the peak when this sucker, you know, Across the Spider-Verse came out like crap. It's like,
yeah, it was blew up.
He came back. He's like, I cannot believe this. I'm like, what? I got a 9.8 on that book sitting in my closet right now. I got Secret Wars number, crap, I can't remember, the first issue, first black suit Spider-Man issue.
Yeah.
My dad bought it for her birthday and for like $40. It came back as a 9.8.
These are conversations that people do not understand. And like, I was like, these are special convos. I don't think it's appreciation.
Oh yeah.
For the art that's in it, the story that's in it, everything, the whole production.
Yep. Yeah.
And like these things. Wow.
Dude, this collecting is definitely a thing. Like, I love sneakers, but I think I have more comic books than sneakers. Like,
you have me on the. I do have comic book. Listen, I have a bunch of Funko Pops. I have.
Oh, those are sneakers. Crazy.
Dude, I have stuff. I have some that I did not unbox yet. Like, I'm a collector. I think the correct term is the hobby.
Yeah.
We're talking about like of the hobby. I'm in the hobby completely.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just sneakers.
Same.
It is not. I'm a nerd when it comes to fitness. I'm a nerd if it comes to sneakers. It comes to Funko Pops. It comes to technology. Listen, I just want to be happy and play with my things.
Dude, I'm a child. I think it's one of this funny it. Because it's like, I feel like when our parents grew up, I take it back. Not with my dad. My dad's the same as me. But like when most people grew up and like in their, you know, getting to like their 60s now, they're all like, oh, they went straight serious mode after 21. I'm like, bro, nah. I am a child. Like, I am worse than my kids sometimes. I'm like, yo, I gotta not do this because, dude.
I got clients that, like, laugh at me. They're like, you really? I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I'm already a dad. I'm a husband and a business owner. Every aspect of my life is quite serious. Dude. I'm like, I got one little corner.
Let me have that.
Right? Let me have my one corner. I'm responsible.
Yeah. Dude, toys, like, I love, right. Like, anime vinyls. Oh, dude, I went to the store in Times Square. The vinyls, one that does the Namco.
I want so many. Dude. I want so many vinyls. Those are expensive. You want to talk about...
I don't mess with the expensive ones yet. My wife bought me a couple for like special, like Father's Day and stuff. I try to stay at the Bandai Namco ones.
Yeah.
But they're like, you get it for like $20-$30 on, they have like Amazon store.
Yes,
like,
you're right in my price range.
But they got, dude, we went to Midtown Comics in New York, bro. Uh-huh. I saw the Sam Wilson Captain America.
Ooh.
It probably stood about 3 feet tall. Nah, about two and a half. It was $1,300. I'm like, I can't justify this. I want to. No. I can't, no. But I want to.
this is where I'm like, oh man. Hopefully that YouTube money start rolling in.
So you probably have had the same idea as me, and I thought about it. I feel like I think I'm a little timid because I feel like there's people more knowledgeable than me, which there are people more knowledgeable than me in sneakers, but I've engulfed myself into the art in the school of sneakers where I just really will learn and just take in knowledge. But I want to do a secondary channel on the toys, the comics. Yeah.
Well, before I decided to show my process of photography, it was something out. That's what you're saying is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, so I'll say this, people who truly have knowledge, like that are really intelligent. They're kind. They want to share what they know. They want to pass it on.
For sure.
So
for sure.
If yours, I look like to be scared because you don't know something, you're going to hear from somebody who is only going to tear you down because they knew one thing you didn't.
Love the internet, right? Right. Love the internet.
You just want to be right. You're not sharing any information to help me. You want to be right in this moment, this one moment. Yep.
They made you feel good about you. I love those people in those comments. I'm like, I had one person. I think I misspoke on something. I was like, you got me. Congratulations. This is your one victory for today. I'm okay. You're okay. We'll move on.
So for me, I'm more like, tell me I got spinach in my teeth. Don't have me walking around here. I'm like, if I'm not right, I'm not talking to be right. I'm speaking from my level of understanding of this thing.
Thank you.
That's where I'm talking from. And I'm not scared of dialogue or to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am not correct, don't have me walking around with spinach in my teeth.
Yeah, like, let me know. Yeah, I'm always telling people, let me know.
Like, I was like, listen, I don't have an ego here.
Yes.
There's no ego here.
I'm right there with you. But don't
like, if somebody was in my comments, he's like, hey, I see some fringing here. You should really do this when you're in your Photoshop. Thanks. Awesome.
I'll take it.
I'm running back to the studio with it. Back to the lab.
Yep.
I don't care. To talk about the photography again, understanding that is another thing. I think people should really understand. And through your iPhone, you can learn a lot about focal length. You can learn a lot about the aperture. You can learn a lot about the f-stop. Like even messing around, understanding that the focal, there's so much that even when I'm taking a picture, that when people are watching me on YouTube take these pictures, there's so much I am doing with the camera to bring something out specifically for this shot. I'm looking now. I have to get better at speaking it. I do talk about what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do. But when the gears are turning, you go silent. You start whispering.
I'm the same way. I don't talk when I start get into it. Yeah.
You start whispering and talking low. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't use none of this. I got to cut it out. Like I was like, I know what I'm thinking about, but I said nothing.
Oh,
I said nothing during that whole time.
I'm just saying, I started muttering to myself. It's like, well, I'm glad I'm not recording this for anybody because they would get nothing from me at this point.
Right. So right now, I'm actually, I I'm getting good at my thumbnails. My YouTube thumbnails.
Those thumbnails will do everything for you, man.
Right? They really do. It's ridiculous. It's like window shopping. Just want to click on the video by the thumbnail. But this Sunday, I'm going to drop the Soul 2.0 shoot that I did.
Ooh, okay.
I'm editing that now. Dude, I have enough videos to carry me for the summer. I keep on shooting new content for it.
Yeah.
And I kind of need to stop because I don't have to shoot anything new, but I am shooting new things.
Yeah.
And I'm moving on to the new sneaker. I got like 3 videos of the Union Ones that I didn't even freaking edit yet. I got so much footage there.
Dude.
And like, it's like, oh man, I really, really need to just like, I don't have to shoot anything new. You can just sit here and edit this stuff and it'll carry you through the summer. But
yeah,
if I'm shooting, I'm like, you gotta get the content. You gotta get the content. And
yeah,
that was something hard. That was...
I get myself backed up sometimes. It's like, okay, I got all this stuff. I have stacks of stuff. Okay, here's my stuff I need to shoot and review.
Right.
Here's stuff I need to do X, Y, Z for. I'm like, okay, just do it. And you can be done for, you know, X amount of time. But it gets to a point of like, I get stuck on one for a while because I just really, either it's getting me stuck for some reason.
Right.
Or I just love to shoot. Like, the Soul one, like, as soon as we got back from New York, I was in it. Like, get these B-roll shots.
Yeah.
This shot.
It's so good.
And I was like, I think I killed myself creatively, my creativity after that because the next shoot after that wasn't as good. And I'm like,
right,
I don't want to shoot it.
So what you're talking about is something that happens. I will say, do it anyway.
Yeah, oh yeah, I have to. I force myself. I'll sit there and be like, okay, do something different. I'll go at it a different way. Like maybe I'll sit there and have to script it out a little bit more just to get my ideas flowing. And I just have to make myself sit down and do it because if not, it won't get done.
So I'll talk to you about something that's extremely difficult. Laces. The type of laces.
Oh, man. The stuff you do with those laces, I'm like, I don't know how you...
there's some shoots that I broke a sneaker out. And I'm like, I walked out of the studio. I'm like, these laces are too hard. Like, they're not doing what I want them to do. Like, what? And I'm sitting here, it's like, how do I make them? How do I, like even there was the G-Dragon Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
They had the thick, chunky laces.
The big flat boys, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I have no idea. Like, I don't.
They're just like flopping around. You're like, I don't know what to do with you.
I was like, how do I make this aesthetically pleasing?
It's not a rope place. Now, rope places I know are money for you.
Easy.
Yep, I knew you were saying that.
You give me a sneaker with some rope laces, or we're going crazy. We're going nuts to do anything. The most cooperative lace though is the rope lace. Was the new Asics the hidden and Asics collab, the recent
JYCs,
one. The recent one. I think it's
the shield ones?
Laces. Yes, the shield.
Yeah.
Probably the sickest. The secondary laces are like a plastic tubing.
Oh, ooh, I bet that was cool to work with.
It was not only cool to work with, the sneaker itself is so nice. Yeah. I like them better than the first release, but these didn't move, and that's fine. But you know, it's tough to figure out what makes a sneaker move or whatever. But I mean, listen, I was able to pick up a pair and I wear the hell out of them. So,
yeah, that was one I wasn't a big fan.
Yeah, not the one. No, people weren't.
I'm not a big white and green person though. That's my thing. It's the color that got me. I'm not a big white and green guy.
You know, if I were a representative of A6, I would say it's wasabi. It's wasabi. That's the color. Yeah.
You know what? The stupid part is you would have said they're like, oh, okay, I would have thought about that a little bit. You got me. It's like, the way you phrase things for me will seriously change my frame of thought. Like,
right.
God, what am I?
Oh, man.
I don't like brown shoes. Okay, I don't like brown shoes, but hold on. I got to pull one out because I...
Really? Why don't you like brown?
Okay, it's funny because I'm like... And you're going to laugh. I was joking about this on a podcast. Like, dude, I'm brown. It's going to look like I'm just wearing socks at this point. But my thing is this. So I thought brown shoes were just kind of boring because a lot of them were just brown and nothing to them, right?
Right.
And so... Have you heard of the brand No Two Ways out in London?
I actually think I have heard of No Two Ways.
So shout out to Rockwell. He's one of the co-owners and the head designers. He's an awesome guy. They did something, their shoe, they have a lot of layers in their shoes. So they're very layers, very nice quality, like awesome leathers and suede. They didn't call them brown. They're like, coffee. I'm like, Oh. Speak more. Tell me more. Change my whole opinion on a brown shoe by a certain bro. So this semantics. Is one of their Java, and I love it because it's like brown and what. Look in the laces. The reason I want to show it to you is because of the laces.
Ooh.
Those laces are nasty, man.
How's the fit? Is it comfortable?
Fits like a Jordan 1. That's a little bit more comfortable, honestly. Okay. I wore these in New York, dude. Like, walked around New York City a whole day with them.
Hold on, bring them back up. I'm still looking at them.
They're called the Vaults.
Hold on, can you see this? Can I see the outer sole, like the bottom? Yeah. Oh, those are cool.
Dude, they're amazing. They're a great shoe. And this is their fifth model they come out with. So they've done an M1, which is more of like an outdoor, more designer. Dude, this thing.
I love the shape. The toe is nice.
It is very, it's like skater, like retro basketball inspired. Dude, yeah. I don't think my camera's going to get the suede.
No, even through the 720p, I could see it.
It is a fantastic sneaker. And it is nice. Like you can wear it with anything. They do a heck of a job. And, dude, you're getting quality from them, guys. And I knew you would like it from, like, the laces and just, like, the photography mind got into that shoe.
Even with the like, no two ways, there's been – I know I spoke about, photography boom. But I don't think, like when you're looking at the independent sneaker makers, was it Geiger?
Oh, yeah, John Geiger. Yeah,
mm-hmm. John Geiger. There's a few of them. And that is, I think that is so dope to see.
Oh, yeah.
That a lot of independent guys have that opportunity mm-hmm. to really take some market share from some of the bigger brands.
Yep.
Dude, there's so many pairs. I'm like, oh my God, like there's pairs that I see that I'm like, oh man, those are really nice. They are super different. But there's a lot of brands. There's a lot of guys fighting and jockeying for position. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ego there, too. I hear a lot of these guys speak and talk. There is, listen, if you're in it, like, I guess you know, and I'm just mm-hmm. like, that space is crazy competitive. I think Nice Kicks had their panel, and they did, Sneaker of the Year or Independent Creator. That mm-hmm. got kind of chippy. Like, these guys were like,
oh, yeah.
They were kind of tossing, they were talking crap. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, could we get a photography? Could we get like the best sneaker photographer of the year? Like,
dude, they should do that kind of stuff. They should do that. I don't know why they don't do like best review channel, best photography, but like
you
that'd
should
be cool.
Do it. Celebrate the hobby,
yeah,
in its entirety.
Yep.
Not something that is sold, but like expression.
Yeah,
like all of it is really great, expression.
Not great, but let's appreciate the art. Let's, like you said, let's talk about the art of it. Like we can all something.
Like bring awareness to the space in full.
Mm-hmm.
People who are doing it at a high level, and give flowers to those who are in transition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm looking at it, but I thought at the end of the day, whether Nice Kicks does it or not, the fact that they do that. It's so good for the culture. It's so dope. I'm looking forward to, who gets nominated this year. I love what Complex does with their panel mm-hmm. and things like that. It's very cool. It's very, very, very cool. And just to be in the space and see how it's grown and how it is growing is dope.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Even being such a niche like hobby that we're in when it comes to sneakers, just nice to see that it does have widespread appeal. It is still growing, but it gives opportunity for us to express in different ways, whether it be your photography, now getting to video, me with the video. Right. I got to get back at photography. I got hooked on the on video, and I just love just challenging myself there. So I haven't jumped back in behind a camera in a long time. But
video is. It's different. It's very different. And I'm luckily, I have friends who are really good at video.
Mm-hmm.
And, working with them, you know, when they're out on the shoot, shooting videos and just being there, absorbing, helping, it definitely helps.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's video's a different beast. Mm-hmm. Way different beast. Like just and like even editing and listen, I'm actually lucky because you know I have friends like if I'm looking for music, background music.
No, see that's awesome. That's a struggle for me half the time.
they got it for me.
That's dope.
They'll put some background music behind my stuff and I'm like, this is great. Even that's a whole process because you have to upload it to DistroKid before you could even use the sound.
Really?
It has to be a license. It has to be read by DistroKid so that it picks up no matter where it's being played, it gets picked up as a play.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if someone is, it's another reason why like you just can't use any sound on any video.
Yeah.
And it needs to be authorized. So if you got a team and they're into music and you got someone who makes beats, it's helpful.
No, for sure. Most definitely so.
Yeah.
Man, I need to. Yeah, that's a.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's
a lot.
Really, it's.
I love it, though,
real,
man.
Me taking on YouTube, it's a lot because I'm going from taking the picture, editing the picture, also while recording the BTS. Now I need to edit the BTS. Oh, I need a thumbnail. Oh, I need descriptions and captions. Oh, I need my affiliate links.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I need.
That's the whole thing. Every time I go through the descriptions, I gotta have my contact info, this info where to buy this thing, affiliate information, blah, 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 blah. It's like, I gotta remember all these things. And then, when you start doing more and more videos, if you start getting like a set together, you're gonna become I literally wanna redo my set every 2 weeks. And I'm about to redo my whole office here in a little bit. I'm like, I'm gonna change this and change this. I want like a plug and play
office. Literally, like that's where I think about a lot. I'll be in the middle working with a client and just thinking like, you know what? I really should just get this desk and I need to set it up. Like,
yeah.
like, oh my God. Yeah. Oh, I need to win the lottery.
Oh, I need to like, I need to hit the lottery. I need a raise. I need this AdSense to kick in real hard on YouTube.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's good. I can buy shoes with my AdSense money, but I need
Right.
Need some more zeros behind that.
Right. You know something? Ad Sneaks posted something the other day. It's probably down in his stories, and I laughed at it. And I responded to it. He was like, "People who think I can afford all these sneakers on a teacher's salary."
Like the Walter White thing. I laughed at it. I was like, "So people think you selling here selling dope, huh?"
Right.
He's like, "Man, it's crazy. My students are worse."
Like, it's like, yo, it's like, no, that's the thing about it. Like, if I got a pair, like, bro, those are hours that got to be put in.
Yep. These ain't free. Like, I mean,
no,
look, I've been blessed with free pair. I'm not going to say I haven't, but a lot of things I do buy and the things I do save up, I got to work hard to make sure I can pull that money from YouTube or whatever I'm doing, affiliate stuff.
Well, collaborating and working with people, bartering is it's in itself. Again, if I were able to create a relationship in a space with someone who has even grail pairs, like my neighbor, he let me hold on to his pair of, what is it, the Trophy Room 5s?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. A lot of people call those a grail. I can't remember what number he had, but he waited online with him. It was such, and I'm like, damn, this would be cool. Like, I don't even got to put them on. I'll just, like, if I know someone who has a crazy collection, let me shoot them.
Yeah.
Please.
And that's my thing.
I'd love to. I don't have to own them. I'll enjoy the silhouettes. I enjoy the art. I enjoy creating. So if I get that opportunity to do that, I don't have to dig in my pockets to buy it. If I get the light, if I'm able to do it.
Exactly. Like,
just build that relationship.
Build that relationship. And it's not, you can appreciate something without having to spend money on it. So
right.
I have a good relationship with the store up near me. It's like, they're always like, hey dude, come shoot if you need to. So it's not, if I need to review a shoe, I don't have to go buy it. If I don't want it, I can look at it. I can review, do the video.
Right.
And then wash my hands of the shoe and be done. Like, I love it, but I just don't want to spend $200 today.
Right. Not today.
Yeah,
maybe another day maybe next time, but not today. I only got 2 feet. I can only wear these as much as I physically possible.
Yeah, and I still struggle with these. I'm like, I can't get all these on foot.
So let me ask you, because again, I'm mostly in gym clothes most of the day.
Same.
Dude, soon as I come home, I'm tossing on something from the rack.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to the grocery store with something on toe.
My wife makes fun of me so much. She's like, if I ask you to go to the grocery store, you disappear for like 10 minutes to go get dressed. I'm like, yes, because I don't go nowhere, so I got to put clothes on.
I don't go anywhere. So, yeah, we putting something on toe. And we're going to wear that shirt I've been dying to wear.
For 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to
get right.
So we volunteer at our church. We volunteer and we're over Sunday school groups. I'm like, look, and I'm like over elementary school. I'm gonna throw something on. Like, I'm gonna throw something on as I'm teaching these kids. And we go to church. It's like you can wear casual. So I with George, I got like my first and only wears of my Nigels have been at church.
Right.
Like,
yo, we went to this pizza crawl. That's when I put my Nigels on.
Why not?
You know how many people complimented though? Those sneakers, they stand out.
They do. And I'm trying to keep them clean. I'm like, I don't want to tear them up too bad.
No, not listen, they're stain magnets. They'll get stained.
Oh, I sprayed some of the Rejuvenator repellent on it.
Rejuvenator, fast out the Rejuvenator.
I was like, hey, this is my put that affiliate link in there too.
Right. Right.
No, dude, but I'm waiting for those ones to come, those one lows to come out in August. I will.
You know, so have you seen the chatter about those?
Mm-mm. People just like, I don't like them because they're torn up in like the first pair were the same way. And like, y'all ate them up.
That's not even that. They are complaining that, oh, I would have rather the highs.
Since when? Since last year? Since y'all were complaining about highs?
Right.
Yeah, I did see that. I was like, cool. Y'all keep hating them until August 24th when I can get them on the 23rd and we'll be straight.
Oh, and then you'll see, the shattered backboards are unrated colorway. Good.
Good. I'll take those too.
I'll take them.
Let me have them. Let me have them.
Move out of the way. Please. let them sit. Jordan Brand's going to keep on putting them out.
That's what I'm like.
They're
cool.
Not going. So I just thought about something. The same way as far as content creation, because I know you were talking about starting something and just being nervous to start, or even just putting something out that you're not proud of.
Yeah.
Nike puts out a lot they're not proud of.
Yeah. Hey, just like they say, just do it.
They don't. Yeah, just do it. They're not striking out 100% of the time. I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. You got to throw it against the wall, see what sticks.
20% to maybe 30% is what moves.
Yep.
You got 70 to 80 that get slashed to death and go to Marshalls, Ross, TJ Maxx.
Yep.
A large percentage goes there.
That's why I laugh, because sneakerheads think we're the center of their Nike's universe. We're not.
Yeah.
We're not at all. Like, that other stuff is what sells. Like, that one.
Realistically, we're a niche crowd.
Down to its core.
Nike right now is trying to get the runners back.
Yep. Oh, they're working hard on that, too. And I ain't mad at them. Those Vomeros are looking pretty clean right about now.
Listen, Vomeros are great. I actually want those new Pegasus, man. They just
I haven't been able to get a pair yet.
They keep on buying them and just like, I'm like, I want them. They look super comfortable with
the Vomero Premium, too, coming out, huh?
Yeah, man.
I was like, all right. You want $500 from me, apparently, Nike.
Yeah. You want to know the P6000. Are a great shoe.
They are a great shoe.
Those super comfortable. I got from Makeway. What's her name? Abby. She sent me out a friends and family pair.
Oh, nice.
That was really nice. I was able to the videographer that shot the commercial for her. They like I was on threads, you know, moaning, crying, that like, oh man, when does this pair come out? I really want them because I really like them.
Yeah.
And she linked me with Abby, and Abby sent me out a pair. So that was really cool. I have not undressed them. I wore them in the studio, but I'm sitting here. The Knicks are doing good. They got that damn near Knick colorway close to it.
Yeah.
Close to it. Very, very, very close. And I'm actually waiting for some change. I'm not sure you know who Malcolm Garrett is. So I'll tell you this, I'm a person that's huge on supporting small business owners.
Yeah.
I will toss my money at something that someone else is doing that I actually like.
Yeah.
So when I see something like Make Way, and I look at, and I'm sitting here, I was like, okay, what would I piece this with?
Yeah.
So Malcolm Garrett has like this denim Knicks, like it's he makes it himself. And he's local. He's close. I think he's from Patterson.
Okay.
Right. So he makes this New York Knick. I will call it a shacket. He's either it's denim. He also does corduroy jerseys.
Ooh, hold up now. Look at that.
You have to go look at his content. He also is. I think designer. He makes retired from society.
I haven't heard of it.
Dude, you gotta
check it out.
I was like, I got it. You gotta check it out.
All right, I'm gonna check it out.
But like small business, again, especially when it comes to clothing brands and things like that, I'm always looking for something. But to go back to those, like the Knicks make it to the finals, I'm definitely going to.
Ooh, y'all getting close.
That Malcolm, that denim.
You're getting close.
I'm like, still might get it because I'm like, oh, those mats, those Make Ways, so nice.
It's like perfect. Perfect.
It's perfect. But you know, when you have a pair of sneakers, when I have a pair of sneakers, I'm always looking for a couple pieces to go with it. A couple special pieces, especially if it's a sneaker that means something to me.
Oh yeah.
Like I said, those Make Way pairs, like they again, be personally made sure she sent them out to me.
That's awesome,
and
man.
I appreciate that. And I'm sitting here, I was like, listen, if I'm going to step out in these, I need to piece it correctly. And that was probably one of my most memorable pairs from last year.
That's dope.
Those Make Ways, yeah. That was a special pair. Probably one of the most special ones because, you know, it's an opportunity from the one who helped design it with Nike to even. And Nike don't really let you change their IP, and they let her go crazy on those.
Yeah, like that's a big deal when they let you change anything on a shoe like that.
It's a major deal. Those, I mean, like I said, those are a special pair. They flew under the radar for a lot of people, but comfort levels through the roof. Details, the storytelling, the box, all of it is crazy on that sneaker.
Yeah,
it's like I love them.
Yeah, my wife has the P6000. She's worn them things to the ground. Like, we gotta get you another pair. she loves them.
Yeah, and let me get, again, the P6000, the model itself, is a very affordable sneaker. It's extremely affordable and very comfortable, and they have nice colorways.
They do.
And I'm only bringing this up because you brought up the Vomeros, and I'm like, okay, I'm thinking the P6000, which is also, I mean, it's you know, those 2000 shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Those 2000 runners.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a strong, all those runners are making a super strong comeback.
So that's the thing. Like, so I have a pair of the Vomero 5s that I wear a lot. They're like one of the great pairs. But it's like those new ones, like the more tech runners are coming back, like the Vomero 18 or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
I love that stuff coming out, man. Like, they're like, oh, you shouldn't wear those to walk. I'm like, but we wore performance basketball shoes. Like, why can't I wear these? Like, tell me why.
Right.
I mean, I'll listen, but I'm still going to do it. Like,
right. Performance basketball shoes are in a weird space right now, though.
They can make a possible comeback here, but I don't. It's hard. They have to.
It is hard.
There's too many other things that are more comfortable out there right now.
Yeah.
Or easier to wear. I mean, I still love my LeBrons. I still wear my LeBrons. I wear my KDs, but in most cases, I'm going to whip out like my Puma Deviate Nitro 3s, like the Brooklyn Zoo ones are, I love that stuff, man. I'm like, that's the stuff I love. Like,
well, so here's one thing. This is gonna sound crazy, but maybe not. I think my first pair of fours were like when they changed the shape.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I've bought fours before. Crush my feet. Crush them. Oh, doesn't matter. It does. Yeah. Doesn't even the old shape. It didn't even. I would size up. Yeah. Wouldn't do it for me. But now the new shape is great.
Oh yeah,
the new shape is great. I could wear those.
I got rid of all my old shaped fours actually. So almost I kept rid of the fours because that was in the transition period. They have a different shape than the ones before that. They were trying to figure out.
They do.
They have a little bit of a different shape. Like I compared it to my 2012 military blues. It's not quite the new remastered shape to like the OGs, but it is a little bit different shape where they're a little bit more comfortable than ones before.
I actually have a question because I look at a lot of those Union fours.
I haven't tried people. Yet.
You see, that's where I'm scared to pay any resale on those because I don't know about the shape.
They should, I would assume, they're going to be that same shape of that What the Fork. They came out a little bit after that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd be lying to you if I say, oh, yeah, I don't know. And they already went with the tongue and everything. I don't know if
they're going to have to open the vault on those with the new shape. Bring back. I'm not even going to risk it.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to risk it. I'm open. Like, open that vault with everything. Let me have it all, man.
Yeah.
Let me have it all. I'm here for it. Sure, man. But dang, I appreciate you coming on, man. I can sit here and talk to you all day. Literally, we can go back and forth all day, man.
I'm just looking at the clock. I'm like,
dang, it's an hour. But sure, man. I appreciate you coming on, Steve, man. But let everybody know how to find you, man. I want to make sure that they can find you on YouTube and IG and everything.
Wherever you're looking for me is Cultivating Cool. Pinterest, X, Blue Sky, Red Note, Lemonade, TikTok, pick one. I'm Cultivating Cool on any platform you're looking for. I made sure I claim the name as far as possible.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, man.
Well, shoot, let's say we appreciate your work, everything you do,
Thank
man.
Thank you. I appreciate you getting on.
Yeah, man, of course. And you're always welcome back here, man. We can chop it up for hours. I can already tell. If we just cut this off, we keep going.
Listen, man. We actually can. It doesn't have to just be sneakers.
Shoot, man. Hey, everybody watch the episode. Make sure you follow Steve, Cultivating Cool on everything.
Appreciate you.
Man, like, subscribe, everything. Follow Sneaker History, of course. And until next time, guys, see you.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Nick here. One more thing before you take off. Do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going. And as always, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you. And we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.